Most people who know me will not be surprised that this weekend I want to reflect on today's beautiful second reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. I think that all of chapter 8 of St. Paul's letter to the Romans should be memorized. It is an especially beautiful part of sacred scripture. But especially this verse 28. I have it memorized according to the old lectionary translation that we used when I was growing up. Maybe you have it memorized too. God makes all things work to the good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. It's beautiful, isn't it? I think this verse of scripture should be memorized and put on your screensavers, on your bumper stickers, on your digital billboards. One time I had somebody give me a bumper sticker that had that written on it, Romans 8, 28. You should make big signs and bring it to the football game with you and hold it up. Romans 8, 28. God makes all things work to the good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. What a wonderful, wonderful passage of sacred scripture that gives us hope in the midst of all the difficulties of life. I need to be reminded of this every day. That's why I think it should be on our screen savers, on our bumper stickers, on our digital billboards, in the midst of all the difficulties, all of the crosses in life. This passage is one that we can say every day, God makes all things work to the good for those who love him. Now, you've probably had maybe something bad happen to you in your life. And people come up to you with good intentions. They mean well. They're trying to be helpful, right? And they say things like, well, God must be up to something. Or they'll say, well, God doesn't make mistakes. Or, you must be very special for God to trust you with something like this. Or, this is a blessing in disguise. It is an essential part of God's great and wonderful plan for your life. Or, isn't it good to know that everything happens for a reason? And, you know, there's good intentions. They mean very well. But these things are flawed, aren't they? God must be up to something. God is only up to something good. Right? He's always up to something good. We're the ones who are not always up to something good, right? God doesn't make mistakes. That's absolutely true. I'm the one that makes mistakes. We make mistakes, right? Isn't it good to know that everything happens for a reason? Yes, of course everything happens for a reason. Sometimes it happens for a good reason in God's plan, and sometimes it happens for a bad reason because of our sinfulness. You know, there is sin in the world. There's evil in the world. There's evil in the world. There's evil in politics. There's evil in the church. There's evil in our families. There's evil at work. Not everything that happens is God's will. I don't like when people say, oh, well, it must be God's will. Well, it may not be God's will. It may be our evil will. God doesn't will that we sin. A lot of our suffering, natural disasters, accidents, sicknesses, these are not willed by God. But the point of today's passage is that God makes all things work to the good for those who love him. The point of today's passage is that God can take something that is not his will and use it to bring about a greater good. That's incredible. Only God could do that. Only God could take something that is not his will, something that is evil and sinful, and turn it to bring about his greater honor and glory. Like even our sin, right? In confession, God does not will that we sin, and yet when we humbly, honestly confess our sins, he gets more honor and glory for being a God of mercy and forgiveness. See, he's taken something wrong and turned it for his honor and glory and for greater good. That this is what he does with Adam and Eve, right? He doesn't will that Adam and Eve sinned, but he took Adam and Eve's sin of pride and disobedience, and God makes all things work to the good. He sends, I'll send you my son to be my Savior. Isn't that a beautiful, beautiful part of God's plan? For those who love him and are called according to his purpose, for those who love God, not everybody loves God, but for those who love God, and what does the Bible say? Saint John says, he says that this is the love of God, to keep his commandments. Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So those who love God and are keeping his commandments, for those who are called according to his purpose, what is his purpose? The Douay Rheims version of Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 28 is very clear. It says that we are called to be saints. It says it right there in the passage. And we know that to them that love God, all things work together unto good, to such as according to his purpose are called to be saints. That's it. We're called to be saints. Romans itself says we are predestined to be in the image of Jesus. We are predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. This is our purpose, to be more and more like Jesus. So to us who have been called according to this great purpose of sanctity, of holiness, of being in the image of Jesus, to those of us who love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, we don't have to be afraid about the evils in the world and the evils in the church and the problems in our families and the problems at work and our own mistakes and sinfulness. Because if we're loving God and trying to keep his commandments, if we remember the great purpose to which we have been called, then God says, all things will work to the good and for my honor and glory. Amen.